Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, The Devil Has to Obey You, Already in Progress.
Does it do good? Does it pay good dividends to obey the Master? Some of you wouldn't even have any idea why he said that. That's just like one day, Cheryl and I had been out to dinner with a couple after church on Sunday. I came in my office, and it was about 11 o'clock when we got back. And I sat down in front of my desk, and I heard the Lord say, "Son," I said, "Yes, Lord." He said, "Go check the bathrooms." Okay. So I never asked why. I just get up, and I walk down here into the church. I walk in the doorway, go all the way up the front, and start back. Walked in the first bathroom, look at everything. Ain't nothing running, no leaks. Everything looks good. I said, "Well, okay, go to the second one." Open the door and walk in, look. Everything looks great. Go to the next one, open the door, and the cold water faucet is running wide open. I thought, ain't that something? God is even interested in wasting water. It's his water. And we're wasting it. And so all I had to do is turn the faucet off. You know, if he hadn't told me that, and at that time I didn't check the bathrooms every Sunday, after everybody leaves, I walk everything, check everything. Because just think, what if I'd have left those cold water faucets on all week long and it had run all week? You know how much water that could have wasted in a week? It could have wasted a lot of water. So I've come to realize that God is interested in everything. So he's training me how to check everything, because until I had a problem, I mean, if somebody else had found that and turned it off, we still wouldn't be checking things. But now then that we know that it can happen, now we don't wait till 11 o'clock at night. As soon as everybody gets out of here and we close the front door, we walk the place and check everything, because we don't want to waste anything. And it pays such good dividends to have a king that's in charge of everything. He just tells you what to do. Isn't that wonderful? For I love this scripture where he says, "For everyone that asks receives." Just like Miss Paula. We ask and we didn't get an answer. And that's when most people give up, isn't it, Paula? Just like little Jenna, when we prayed for Jenna. We prayed for Jenna for a year and a half before we finally got an answer. And then we had to find the sin. Just like Dave. Dave, we prayed for 20 months for Dave before we finally got him healed. But because we did not give up and because we stood our ground, Dave got completely healed. Now he's been healed for 10 or 12 years and totally healed. For everyone. How many? Everyone that asks receives. And he that seeks findeth. And to him that knocketh, it might be opened. That's the way we read it. So many times we read this that maybe, just like that Baptist deacon, whenever I told him, I said, "Now I want you to pray." And that's when he said, "My man's got a headache and he couldn't come to work." I said, "Have you prayed?" "Well, no." I said, "Well, there's a perfect opportunity for you to get a prayer answered." And he said, "Thurman, nobody ever tells us to do this." I said, "Well, I'm telling you to do it." And I said, "God's telling you to do it. And if what I'm telling you to do comes right out of the Word of God, is it good stuff?" Yes. Yeah, if it's right in the book. And then whenever he prayed, he didn't believe. He didn't have no idea that God's going to answer his prayer. I'm telling you, when I told him, I said, "Now then, that you prayed, call him and tell him he's healed. He can come to work. He don't have a headache." He said, "Thurman, you can't be serious." Hey, I am serious. You want to see God answer? You got to show some faith. Is that right? You got to do something. You know, it just don't happen. You just can't say, "Oh God, if it be your will, heal that headache." No, he won't never heal that headache. That ain't the way it works. You got to know it's done. You got to know that Jesus paid the price for that on the cross 2,000 years ago. It is yours for everyone. Okay, verse 11. Let's go to verse 11. Let's see what he said there. He gives you an example. "If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, would you give him a stone?" Now, how many of you? Now, he's giving you an example that any of us, I mean, everyone, if a son, in other words, you, all of you, or many of you have children, just like I had children. If your child asks you for a loaf of bread, are you going to reach down and give them a rock? How many of y'all going to do that? Nobody. Nobody's going to give them a stone. If a son shall ask bread, and any of you orders a father, will you give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent, a snake? He's using simple, plain things to try to tell us how this system works. Verse 12. Let's go to verse 12. Or if he shall ask for an egg. And when you read that, I think, wow. Sharon, a lot of the time, will boil. She's got a special little deal that boils eggs. She'll boil eggs, and then she'll put them in the bowl and put them in the refrigerator. And sometimes they'll be last long enough for Cheryl to get one, but very rarely. I usually eat them all. or if he shall ask for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? You know, all I had to do was tell Sharon. One day she was in there with that new little gadget. I said, I sure do like boiled eggs. That's all I had to say. Next time I went in there, there's a bowl with three or four boiled eggs in it with pastor's name in it. I thought, wow, do these girls love me? I mean, these girls take such good care of me. I'm so grateful to the team of people that God has put here to help, for each one of us to help each other to do what we do for the kingdom of God. You know, isn't it wonderful to live in a place where everybody loves everybody? I mean, it's so nice, you know, so nice and so wonderful. Okay, verse 13. If you then, being evil, wow, we don't see ourselves as evil most of the time, but you know, we are a pretty rotten bunch, you know that? And if you don't believe that, all you got to do is hang out with one of us for a while. You'll find out how rotten we can be. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? If you then, being evil, you know, when I, as a pastor, I listen to people's problems. And you know, I was the most fortunate person in the world. I had the most wonderful dad and mom, and I just stand in awe of how fortunate I thought everybody had a good mother and a good dad. When I was growing up, I just thought everybody had a good mom and a good dad. But then when I got a little older, I found out, especially when I left home, I got married and moved into the world, I began to listen to people that didn't have a good mother or dad, either one. And some of them, I guess it was kind of like when we moved out here from Louisville. Tim was, I don't know, so big. One day he come home from Northwest and he said, Daddy, what is wrong with us? I said, what do you mean, son? What's wrong with us? He said, Dad, I think that we are the only family in my class of boys that has only one mother and one dad to the family. He said, the rest of them, some of them got three and four and five mothers and fathers. He said, you don't know who belongs to who? He said, is there something wrong with us? I said, no, son, we're right. We're where we're supposed to be. They're all wrong. I said, it's not supposed to be four or five mothers and dads, and is it? That's not the way God planned the system. But you know, when you talk to some of these boys, when you hear how they've been abused, or some of the girls, when you talk to some of the little girls, you know, the way that when they have another man or two or three in the house, and my gosh, when you sit down and talk with them and you wonder how they get so messed up. And in fact, some of the things that Cheryl and I pray for, I wouldn't even tell you some of the things that we have prayed for, because they're so private things that people share with us. When I learned I had all power and all authority over the demonic spirits and that they have to be subject to me, when I learned that, when I learned when I pray, when I not only pray, but when I give a command to a spirit, when I give that command. In fact, put Luke 10, 19 and 20 up there. I want you to see Luke 10, 19 and 20. When you realize this is the power that God has given you and me once we learn how to be an overcomer to a degree. Jesus is talking again. He's quoting this. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. In other words, the devil and his demons. And over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you, notwithstanding or nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits, in other words, he's talking about evil spirits, are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. When you and I learn that, and you have somebody that has been beat up on by the enemy, I mean, they've been living in different homes, different people, they've been sexually abused and physically abused and everything else. When you realize these demons that are in these people, that's creating these problems with these children and beating up on them day by day, when you realize you have the authority, you can take that authority and you can change the world that you live in. I mean, just like school. I mean, in fact, there was a Baptist preacher's wife was coming to, I was asked to teach a Bible study class over in Flower Mound at a Baptist church. And the Baptist preacher's wife came to every class. And one day I was talking about this verse and the authority that we have. And she said, I never heard that verse quoted or never heard anybody talk about this verse. I said, wow. I said, I can't get by without this verse. She said, give me an example. I said, well, let me ask you a question. I said, do you work outside of the church? And she said, oh, yeah, I work a job. And I said, well, I said, is everybody nice at your job? Are you kidding? She said, when they found out I'm a pastor, why some of them that use vulgar speaking got worse. She said, I've asked some of them to not use that vulgar language, but she said, they just get worse. I said, well, it's a demon. It's a demon living in those people causing them to do that.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled The Devil Has to Obey You, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.